Live from Chicago, Illinois, here is another episode of What's That From?
Oh, man. Andrea, this is your first time playing What's That From?
Can't wait.
You're listening to the Patty Baska Show with Andrea Darlis. Now, Ken Jacobowski, I'm so sorry we have to leave you out in the cold on this one because you're not in studio.
That's okay. It'll be fun trying to guess what it is.
Yeah. Don't yell out your answer. I might even
text me, Ken.
You. Yeah, text the answer to Dave. 312.
Believe me. Fade whatever I say.
Lots of luck.
312-981-7200. When you know what classic movie scene we are destroying for you so that you can never watch that movie the same way again, give us a call at 312-981-7200. And we have a gift card from Apt Electronics, pleasing people since the 1930s. I have to find that number. Is it 1936? 1934?
I think 36.
Right? That sounds
long
right.
Long time.
Eon.
And Steve Shapiro has not been there the entire time, but you can stop by and say hi to him at their store in Glenview or go to abt.com to see all the great stuff they have there. All right, everybody, take it away.
Interior car. The hitchhiker leans over, resting his chin on the back of the front seat.
So, DL, what are you studying in school?
Human nature. I'm majoring in behavioral science.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
A waiter.
Linda laughs.
Ha ha.
Yes. And that's how we play the game.
I'm trying to throw everything.
He has charmed her too.
So how come you don't have any kids?
Daryl, that's my husband. He says he's not ready. He's still too much a kid himself. He prides himself on being infantile.
He's got a lot to be proud of.
Linda and Daryl don't get along.
That's putting it mildly.
She thinks he's a pig.
He's a real piece of work. I wish you could meet him.
Did you get married real young?
24 isn't young. I'd already been going out with him 10 years before we got married. I've never been with anybody but Daryl.
Well, if you don't mind me saying so. Well, if you don't mind me saying so. Sorry. He sounds like a real creep. Oops.
What's all this traffic?
It's okay. He is a creep. Most of the time, I just let it slide.
DL is looking down the road way off in the distance.
Better slow down. That's a cop.
Linda looks down the road and sees a highway patrol car coming down the road towards them. She does not look alarmed, but veers off the road into a rest area drive that has a very noisy traffic pattern.
Duck!
Along with trees and shrubs that obscure the view from the road. She glides along as the cop cart passes on the other side without seeing them. Linda glides right back onto the road as if nothing unusual has happened at all. They realize they have not been spotted. DL and Linda look at each other.
Maybe you got a few too many parking tickets.
We'll take you on to Oklahoma City, then you'd best be on your way.
Next scene, exterior motel parking lot at the nighttime. Linda and Johnny walk outside and catch Trisha sitting very close to DL. Trisha sees Johnny and is so startled she screams and involuntarily slams herself across the back seat to the other side of the car. She tries to look
Johnny,
nonchalant.
Johnny, hello, stranger. What in the world are you doing here?
Ask me no questions. I'll tell you no lies.
Good answer. Same goes double for me.
Who's your friend?
DL is climbing out of the car looking very uncomfortable.
This is DL. He's a student, and we're just giving him a ride to here. Linda said we could bring him here, and then we'd have to go, and that's what he's doing. He's going, aren't you, DL?
Yep. Thanks for the ride. You all take care.
He quickly turns and falls out of the car and walks away towards the road.
Yep, that's him going. I love to watch him go.
Trisha kind of took to him.
Johnny is smiling.
Well, come on, gal. I got you a room. You can go on in and take a nice cold shower.
Don't mind me, Johnny. I'm just a wild woman.
I always knew that.
A regular outlaw.
Linda shoots Trisha a look. The three of them drive around to the back of the motel. Trisha turns and looks at the road. DL is standing there. He blows her a kiss.
Oh, Oscar worthy.
Good hint. I think it was
I meant
it was,
us.
Yeah, I thought that's what you meant.
Our performances.
312, yes.
Well, frankly, your accents kind of help with this particular movie.
I cannot nail the. I wish they both have such great accents.
No, but you both kind of really did a nice job with that one.
We leaned into it.
Because when I read the script, it just didn't do anything.
Either.
But when you guys were doing your thing, oh boy.
Mm-hmm. 312-981-7200. When you know what's that from, give us a call. Let's see if Mike knows what movie that is. Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Could it be The Hitchhiker? I don't know.
No, it is not The Hitchhiker.
By the way, Ken got it.
Ken got it. And tell Ken I'm sorry I accidentally hung up on Ken. Sorry, Mike, it's not The Hitchhiker. Thank you, though. I know, because it's out because they picked up a hitchhiker, so that makes sense. You might think that. Let's see what Tom thinks. Hey, Tom, what's that from, Tom?
Well, I'm wrong, because Ken had it, and he wouldn't have put me on.
No. Ken can't win because he's a friend of the show.
Oh, well, I thought it was Postman Rings twice, but...
Ooh.
Oh, remember that one?
That's a really good one.
Wow.
Is that the one with Jack Nicholson?
Yes.
I think Nicholson did a remake.
Yes.
That was the remake with Nicholson.
Yeah, Barbara Stanwyck was in the original.
Yeah.
Yes. Very cool. Sorry, Tom, but that's another good movie.
Okay.
That's a great guess.
Jennifer.
Michael. No, Jennifer already guessed, but Michael put the title in the thing. So, so here, you can see on the call screen.
It does,
Jennifer.
You know Jennifer.
Jennifer, what's that from?
Thelma and Louise.
There you go.
Love that movie.
Too funny. At what point did you know? What was the giveaway besides the excellent sound effects from producer?
I don't even know. I saw it once a really long time ago, but it was a great movie. It was just the two females, I think, is what got me.
Yeah.
And so I believe the underlying theme here is that Roger is calling Andrea and I Thelma and Louise. There you go.
Yeah.
Who do you think is Gina Davis and who is Susan Sarandon? Which one do you think I am?
I would say you, Gina Davis.
Yeah, I think that's a little more reckless.
Susan Sarandon.
I'm gonna go with that too. I wish I was that tall and like all that stuff. Well, thank you so much,
Don't
Jennifer.
We all.
Right? You've won a gift card from Apt Electronics, Jennifer. If you get a chance to stop out at their store in Glenview, say hi to our good friend Steve Shapiro for me, will you?
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great night.
You too. Hold on for Michael, and he'll get the information to you. A lot of great guests on the show. Some people did guess on the text screen that it was, one said Forrest Gump. That might be my terrible accent that I was doing.
Ooh, wow.
Yes. Wild Orchid was also. These are some great guesses, actually. Harold. I'm not sure if they mean Harold and Maude. Maybe that's a great movie. Okay, we'll do.
That was fun. I want to do more.
Oh, we're gonna do it every week.
Acting.
Every Friday.
Every Friday.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Patty Vasquez Show and Andrea Darlis. There we go. All good stuff. Ken, you knew what that was?
Yeah, how about that? Isn't that amazing?
You finally knew his script and you weren't in the studio. I'm sorry. Oh.
And I knew it from about the fourth line.
Oh,
I don't know
really?
Why.
I'm telling you, it's because of Patty's acting skills.
And Andrea's as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, by the way, can we all just take it? I need everyone to look out that window, and no one else at home can see this, but right now, I want to hug the next show that's coming in. Matt Bubala and Jesse are sitting at a long table, kind of in the dark. And you can use my office, you guys. You can go out and you don't want to use my office. I say just go use...
You know what, though? There's not a lot of room in the office.
I understand.
And they have this big, long table out there.
I know, but the...
And the big jar of M&Ms.
By the way, she's sitting at Walter Jacobson's seat. I don't know if they know that.
Skippy?
Yeah, Skippy sits there, and he has, like, standing water. Like, he just has, like, two big coffee mugs. One that just has, like... It's been there for 3 days. I keep walking by.
Yeah.
And at what point do I just, like, go dump that out? Yeah.
You.
Yeah, there's standing water. I don't care where you are. That can't be good for anybody.
Right? I think it's safe. But a great sign, though, you know, we would have food or someone would bring something in and the cleaning crew at our old building at the Trib Tower would leave it for days and days and days and days, probably just to make sure that anybody who wanted some got some.
Or to get E. coli. But yes.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So the cleaning lady today, they brought in some food about noon. She said, can I throw all this out? I went, absolutely.
Yes. Always.
Please,
get it
please.
Out.
Yes. By the way, can we also acknowledge how weird it is that Walter's computer is just like in the middle of our like community space.
It is.
Like, Wanda's like in the middle of the room. Like,
why?
It's like a big Dell.
I don't know. It's very strange.
I'm sure.
Yes. Click, 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 click. More for this on 720 WGN. Uh huh. That's an inside joke, and I don't care.